Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
I'll curse myself forever, Miss Kitka. This nasty super inn is largely of my own brewing. If I hadn't let your beauty lull me off guard.
Off guard, comrade?
There are some things I cannot disclose, Miss Kitka. Suffice it to say that we're in the hands of the underworld's most vicious foursome. Speedy escape is our only hope. A moment. Well, I think. I've got it. Why didn't I think of it sooner?
Of what, Comrade Wayne?
Up my left sleeve, I have a tiny radio transmitter strapped above my elbow.
What a curious device to carry.
Not at all, Miss Kitka. Capitalists like myself who carry large sums of money often have such safety contrivances. If I can just get at it.
Holy interviews, Batman! Hi, this is Burt Ward, Robin from the TV series Batman. You're listening to TV Confidential. Wowie zowie, it's fantastic!
Oh, it's too bad Batman's dead. If only he could see me now.
Can't be. I saw you dead with my own eyes. You lied to me, boy wonder.
A little white lie is excusable. When dealing with the likes of you, you black-hearted scoundrel.
Well, don't just stand there. Get him, man!
Ed Robertson, along with Tony Figueroa and Donna Allen, as we continue our look at this week in TV history. Coming out of the break, we heard Adam West laying down the law as only he knew how in Batman, one of several classic TV series, Tony, that are marking milestone anniversaries this month.
And you do a great Adam West from the movie. So,
Miss Kitka, where are you?
Thank you, Commissioner. I love that he's on Family Guy. So let's just pick up with January 12, 1966. Yeah, Batman first premiered in January of 1966, January 12th.
January 12th, 1966, 45 years ago this month. And again, we're talking about how All in the Family changed, you know, television in the 70s. Batman changed television. In a lot of ways, Batman was sort of a celebration of the potential of television, what you can do.
Color also was a big...
Exactly.
It would not have succeeded if it was 2 years earlier.
Yeah. You know, the use of color and the use of angles and just all the sort of... I mean, it is such a visually brilliant
I think you
show.
Could see Batman's influence in Laugh-In, in Smothers Brothers, in music videos mm-hmm. that would follow, and not to say that the Bat-Toozie should not get
yes.
its own special
but,
recognition.
But he did swing a mean cape.
Yes, he did.
I think Batman is still one of the most stylized television programs to air. And funny, color TV, my parents did not purchase a color TV till the late 70s. I saw it in black and white and thought it was incredible.
Oh, yeah.
When I finally saw them in color much, much later, they blew me away.
Oh, yeah. And again, it's a show that when you watch it as a kid, you appreciate it on one level. But when you watch it as an adult, it is just as fresh and just as funny.
There was pop culture in there. There was pop art.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're talking about something that came from the pages of the comic book, and I think that influence is there. But also, I think you could see if Andy Warhol did a comic book version of Batman, that's what the TV show mm-hmm. would look
exactly.
like.
Exactly.
Oh,
Exactly.
I mean, it was totally there. But you did pay, I think, homage to the comic book origins, especially during the fight scenes.
Yes, it's one of the few television shows where you can actually say the word onomatopoeia, because that's the pows and the splats and the this and the, oh, my favorite word, my favorite bat fight word is zwap.
Zwap.
with the three Z's.
See, only Don Martin could come up with sound effects like that. The classic artist from Mad Magazine. But it had such an influence. I mean, the sad thing about this is that Batman pretty much caused the demise of the Munsters, the Addams Family. I mean, it was I think one of the first times that we'd see in color, and we used it. And it really, I think there was a lot of good work that was going on at the time that just took a bat seat.
Bat seat.
Very funny.
Yes. To what was going on there.
Yeah, and the pace of the show, I mean, things move so quickly there.
That's right.
Yeah, I think it was definitely one of the first shows for the evolving medium.
We could spend an hour talking about Adam West because we talked about typecasting last year during our conversations about George Reeves, and obviously when the show ended as quickly as it did, West spent the better part of 10 years sort of struggling with the perception of. Nobody seemed to take him seriously because he made such a...
There was such an imprint, and, he was opening supermarkets. Well, Clayton Moore also, made the best out of the situation as well with the Lone Ranger. But I think Adam West was ready to go on to the next thing, and he was getting those personal appearances, and you couldn't turn it down.
Yeah, but it wasn't until, the mid to late 80s when, there's a generational shift in television executives. The people who grew up, people our age who grew up watching him on Batman, were now making decisions. They're making casting decisions, and they were thinking. And all of a sudden, Adam West, had this whole new career, not just doing films and television, but he became a staple. He became a staple of Bill Maher's Politically Incorrect show.
He was that. I think he and William Shatner.
Yeah.
Two people from the same school. They were able later in life to make a career out of being themselves, out of playing themselves. And they still get to do legitimate work. Shatner is always, his sitcom is doing very well right now. Adam West plays himself on Family Guy as the mayor of Conog.
Adam West.
He also played himself
on
The Simpsons. He played himself on The Simpsons
as a resident
of Springfield,
that's right, I remember,
and he had a Batmobile with a broken tailpipe.
Yes.
And he was making fun of Michael Keaton's movie at the time.
Yes.
And Homer told the kids, "Don't make eye contact with the guy."
Yeah.
I've met him once, and he was he definitely had time. He made somebody came by and saw him as Batman, and I'm like 19, 20 at the time. I just wanted to say hi to him. I knew somebody who worked with him on one of the animated series where he and Burt Ward were Batman and Robin.
That's right.
A friend of mine, Melindy Britt, was the voice of Batgirl and Catwoman on that animated series. So I wanted to basically say, we have a mutual friend. He said, oh, great. But it was just one of those things where, it's like whatever he was doing, he stopped and gave, the fan... that was just, I was just saying, hey, we have a mutual friend. But he stopped and it just, gave everyone the time. Put his arm around me. I got a little bat hug. And, so he was really a cool guy. My older brother was a diehard Batman fan. And you had a very talented cast and guest cast on that show. And
that was the beauty of the show. It was such a strong, strong cast.
Yeah, the villains, Cesar Romero as the Joker, Vincent Price as Egghead. Frank Gorshin as the Riddler.
Frank Gorshin is the Riddler. John Addison was just wearing his tights.
He was just wearing the tights. And then you had the Puzzler. You had King Tut.
Catwoman.
Catwoman.
Yes. Actually.
Well, you had
Lee Merriweather, Julie Newmar, and then Eartha Kitt.
Yeah.
I thought it was very appropriate, Eartha Kitt playing Catwoman.
Right. Yeah. She was born to play that part.
Yeah.
She was definitely born... But I've met Lee Merriweather, I've met Julie Newmar. I mean, just and also two people who do they don't pull the old Tina Louise, as I would call it.
No, in fact, when we had Lee on our program in 2009, we asked her, "What do you get the most when you do fan and things? Fan conventions. What do you get asked the most about?" And we were surprised. She said, "Catwoman."
And it surprised because she only did the movie. She didn't do the show. But as I said to her on the program, I saw the movie before I actually saw the show in reruns. I mean, because even though my first memory is just watching is him from the King Tut episode, I didn't really see the show for the first time until I went to the reruns in 69-70. But the first time I saw Batman live action was the movie on the ABC Sunday Night Movie. And so I just think of her. I always think of Catwoman as Lee Merriweather. And so I was surprised when I actually saw the movie and saw it was Julie Newmar.
The local ABC affiliate used to show it as part of the 3:30 movie, usually during, Easter vacation or sometime when kids would come home. And that was mandatory watching. That was one of those communal experiences where you got everyone together and you got to see all the best line of that is, sometimes you don't know, sometimes you can't get rid of a bomb.
Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
Yeah, that is the, that is one of the best lines.
Yeah. Years ago, I had a chance to chat with Les Martinson, the director who did all sorts of television throughout the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and especially some of the old Warner Brothers shows. He directed the Batman movie in 1966. And when I mentioned that I loved Batman and that was my favorite scene in the movie, he took great pride in breaking down how that came. It wasn't exactly in the script, but he sort of, blocked it out in his head, and he took great pride in how that scene came to be, and how it still holds up.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the most quoted line in that movie, everybody our age is familiar with that movie,
second only to Miss Kitka. Where are you?
We could go on. I mean, that could be a whole hour just...
We are
the real Brady Bros.
Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg, and who were you again?
I played Peter.
We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of the Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why the Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are
the real Brady Bros.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/tvconfidential, x.com/tvconfidential, or @tvconfidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.